Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. We are loaded up today with some of our favorites. Senator Corman will be here from Allentown at 220, I think it is, or is that T2? 222. And he is the one who opened up on Philadelphia calling it well, I'm thinking of my abbreviations here. Something Trump said about Haiti, allegedly, because of Krasner and Rochelle Bilal. Could you blame him? Oh, the world ends now. You know, what if Democrats attack rural Pennsylvania, the media says in that manner? They do all the time. You know they do. Are you as sick of it as I am? Every show that I'm on, like when I'm on Inside Story and all the rest of it, even the Republicans. Well, you know, Philadelphia is the economic driver of the state. Why should I have to put up with this criticism? I'll tell you why. Because they suck up all the welfare, SEPTA money, nonsense money, and Larry Krasner and Rochelle Bilal. So now we have quite a duo. You know, Henry, we got a great side today, but I was thinking, is there anybody in the world that has a more embarrassing duo at this point than Rochelle Bilal and Larry Krasner? I would enter them into that contest. So he's going to be here. I got a lot on the insurrection. Thanks to Danny Seisler, who came on yesterday. And I have a lot on the back and forth there and what Tom Homan said, that ICE has to do better messaging. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put it out even before the side question all show long. I agree with Homan on this. Here's the issue. I think we're rapidly seeing, let's face it, who knows the numbers? They're unknowable given all the back and forth. A lot of the people that ICE has taken away have criminal backgrounds, criminal charges, and all that. He said 70%. You hear people blithely come on just saying 90. I don't think it's 90 at this point. But Trump ran on massive deportation. Massive deportation. There is no doubt about that. That's what he ran on. And we're seeing it play out. And Obama deported a lot. People are asking, well, why was there not this trouble? Well, sanctuary cities were not quite a thing then. And it was Obama. If you're a Democrat, you dare not have the resistance out there at Obama. That's why. Obama wasn't doing it any differently, arguably. These guys have to do a lot of this stuff because they're in a war zone constantly with one thing after another. Rochelle Bilal, I'll bring the smoke. You weren't seeing that in the Obama years, right? So why deport people if they don't have the criminal background? That's what Homan's getting at. And I think he's right to say ICE has to go in an all-out messaging campaign. They should take a lot of money. They should have surrogates. They ought to be asking to come on here for an hour. And every day, show the worst of the worst they've locked up. I mean, put it out there. The media is not going to do it. They don't want to do it. You know that. If they don't do that, we're going to continue to see them be behind the eight ball. So that's the message. It is. Why is it that we want people that are not, and you know, top level? And that was a lot of the debate with Danny Seisler yesterday. We're going to replay a little bit of it because our buddy Pat Malloy's coming on at 12:30. I had trouble doing the thing yesterday because of the texting gone off and the other things. I think every law enforcement agent except Dick Tracy was texting me during that, saying I'm driving off the road hearing this stuff. So, Henry, how long is that piece? Do you remember approximately? We'll play it around right before.
You guys went on for almost 10 minutes. I mean, at least on
that. Oh, it was piece. 5 minutes on that one?
10.
At the end I'm talking about, yeah?
Oh, probably yeah. Another six, yeah.
No, I meant the point about him saying, well, just step aside. That's the part I want.
Yeah, another like six.
Oh, my God.
You guys went a whole half hour.
I know we did. Yeah. Well, I could have gone more time limits here, and, you know, there's going to be a part two on this, I'm sure. Thank you. Thanks to all the people. Remember, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Unbelievable uptick on that yesterday. Henry even had it up on Instagram. I think you didn't say it was on TikTok, did you?
Yeah.
I have to think about that. I have a conscience.
What's there to think about? That's what people are on.
Okay. Well, there are the communist Chinese.
Well, they see it too.
Yeah, exactly. So is that a station TikTok? I didn't know we even had that.
Yes, correct.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a good debatable question, Henry. Yeah, I know they are. And I guess for the good of the team, seeing that, we can allow it to be on there. But, you know, we don't routinely put it on TikTok, do we?
Every day.
Oh, I did. What kinds of things? Anything?
I mean, just the same things I'd post on Twitter and Instagram.
I didn't know
that. Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right. 855-839-1210. So why is it, Homan, here's what Homan's searching for. He wants them to help out and fight the messaging battle. Two, why? Because that's what Danny Seisler basically had yesterday. He had two things. One, he's got no shot on, and that is just step aside. At least I don't think the people I talk with, I know some, it's not optimal that the cop is in front somehow or another in the end. Why not just step aside? I just didn't think he was persuasive. But on the other, people buy into this. Well, why are you going after people? We kept on saying that are a gardener or a cook or whatever. What's the rationale? I think Homan is telling them they got to provide that rationale because they're picking up more people that are not explicitly criminal. So let's face reality and take it head on, because the polling indicates the majority of Americans still want mass deportation, but it's close. It's much closer than it was a year ago. We knew this was going to happen. You knew that some of this was going to be messy. Why? You have the resistance. Getting people out of these sanctuary cities is not easy. How do you go about finding them even to make that determination? All right, so 855-839-1210. Do you know the name of this guy, Henry? Is he a state senator or a representative or what?
I did get a name. Hold on. Corey did send me that.
Oh, good. Yeah.
His name is Jansen Owen.
Jansen Owen. Yeah, he's top of my list to get on. So Mississippi, you would think they'd already have it, but they're a little bit late to the game. They're having a debate yesterday, and I'm telling you what you're going to hear. These are not actors. This guy's out of central casting. I'll be shocked if he won't come on. And I'm telling you, this will be nuts. Listen to the rationale. I do the podcast Old School, New School, Next School. And Forbes magazine is anti-having parents make the choice for their kids because they say so many parents would be unable to do it. Can you imagine? They wouldn't come on with me. This guy, though, is making the same case. They're having the debate in Mississippi in the legislature. And this guy starts to say how unfair this is, because what if the kid has these two parents? And listen for the description of the two parents that a kid might have.
If little Johnny's mama is on crystal meth and little Johnny's daddy is a pimp, can you tell me how they're going to be able to choose that little Johnny is getting the right kind of education service when that ain't even on their plate?
I hope little Johnny's got a good grandmama.
Well, again, and Lil Johnny's grandmama is undereducated. Tell me, how does Lil Johnny at a private school or academy or whatever you want to call them gonna have the same right as John over in a public school where there's a school counselor, where there's a principal, where there are other people in place to ensure that my well-being is at stake? How does that measure? What's the accountability? Gentlemen.
Oh, man. Henry, after the show, if you can get a little more of the guy, whatever it is, this is gold. I feel like flying to Mississippi to interview this guy. You know, I'm going to make the case if it comes on, Henry. All right, let's break that down. Let's take his analogy. If the dad is a pimp, I'm not saying the dad's necessarily going to be a good dad, but he might be good at decision making. You think he's going to put up with it? Or is he just saying they're going to have rotten parents? What about the ones that have rotten parents? Can you imagine holding these poor kids with great parents under difficult situations? I don't know which one this week is more the epitome of the Democrat Party's thought process, progressives, this guy or the 13,000 words of the showerhead in the Biden administration that have been knocked aside. Don't you think somebody would jump in and say, wait a minute, we've entered the twilight zone here? Yeah, what about the kid that has a crystal? The mom's doing crystal meth. It's Breaking Bad. And the dad's, he's just a pimp. He's not doing crystal meth. What's little Johnny going to do in that school? He's got to go to a public school. They have counselors. Can you imagine? Think of some of the public schools in America. By the way, a little bit later in the show, a very, in my mind, snobby, wealthy school district is one of the nine districts that the Department of Education is going after because they're in direct. They're just saying we're not going to follow it. What the executive order is around transgender in sports and in laboratories and everything else. I'll tell you the name of this school district. And they're one of the school districts that was caught hiding from parents aggressively if their kid wants to be called by a name other than their biology, what might indicate that kind of thing. They told teachers, you are under no circumstance to let the parents know about any of this. We'll get into that a little bit later on. I have a little bit of history with them when this stuff comes up. I'm so glad to see they're on the list that the Education Department's investigating and I think going to go after. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Pat Malloy will be here to break down this whole scenario. It appears now there were four shots, not three. At least the Minnesota Fire Department somehow or another says that of Ms. Good. And when we talked with Paul Morrow earlier in the week, he said, yeah, you'd be firing pretty quickly. That doesn't mean it took forever. It doesn't mean he shot from the side. I thought that's where Danny Seisler was pretty weak yesterday. Hard to cite a directive. Now, I'll ask Malloy, too. How does this cop get? He wasn't directly in front of the car in the beginning, but he ended up there when he was shooting. How problematic is that? But charging this criminally is what we were going back and forth about yesterday. And yes, I don't care. The new sheriff, Bucks County is a sanctuary county based on his vision, which is if you get here, you stay here. That's it. That's what Homan's facing. You have to be dealing crystal meth or human trafficking or whatever. And even then, Democrats are still not going to say you ought to go. I mean, that's what's coming out of this. And the big thing coming out of what's going on in Minnesota, why it intrigues me. One of two things is going to happen here. Either we're going to normalize the type of behavior we're seeing with the mobs and ICE, or we are going to have a more normal situation, meaning not the disorder that we have in Minnesota. It's a test of wills. There are some reports that Trump doesn't like the optics of it. I wouldn't discount that. He may not. But I hope he realizes this is what's going to come with mass deportation. You're going to see instances like this. Scott Jennings last night saying how rare it is, given the enormity. It's believed that 2.6 have been deported, 2.6 million. 2 million self-deport, it's guesstimated, 600,000. And people think, my God, what's ICE doing? Only 600,000. You haven't any idea finding this, the intelligence, going through the process, actually deporting, the enormity of this. So what Biden and Democrats have done is unbelievable. It would take another Trump administration, another 8 years, Vance or somebody else, day to day to do this, to come anywhere near cutting this off. But the self-deportation, that is a good way to go. Okay. Side question today, and we've been waiting for this one. Well, I really liked the gamble yesterday. I promise today we'll get to more than two people. It won't be like yesterday. I was going to take a break with Danny Seisler, and I said, what the hell? No, this is too...
No shot, you're going to take a break.
Yeah, we want to keep the flow going. This week, it was the anniversary, right, of the marriage of DiMaggio.
Correct.
And Marilyn Monroe. Okay. And arguably, at one point there, I'm not sure. When did they get married? Do we remember, Henry? Was it 1965 or something?
Let me look this up.
Marilyn Monroe was probably bigger than DiMaggio at that point. But still, he was Mr. Coffee, ultimately. Joe D.
1954.
Oh, 1954. Joe DiMaggio was bigger then. Mm-hmm. Marilyn Monroe didn't hit in 56 straight games. Come on. Maybe 56 straight guys and 56 nights, but she didn't hit 56 straight games. Yes. All right. So they got married then in that date. We are looking for a doomed partnership. Now, don't think just of celebrity couples, although I have one. Think of any kind of partnership that ultimately, when you look back and go, yeah, this is doomed. So I'm going to take off the Nazis and the Soviet Union treaty. Who wouldn't have seen that coming? The non-aggression pact. Remember the big deal? We're going to carve up Poland, then we're going to attack each other. I'll take off OJ and Nicole Brown Simpson. Henry, how about
Sheesh.
You? Yeah.
Heavy hitters there. Yeah. I wasn't going to go this deep. But,
okay, yeah. It doesn't have to be a celebrity couple.
I'll take a fictional couple that, fitting the theme of the week for me,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
How about Joey and Rachel and Friends? I mean, mismatched pairing. Why did they do that? Why did the writers decide that should be a pairing later on in the show?
If I get one more attacker of Friends and you on social media, my God, look at Sean. He's bailing out in there. That's
yeah.
It. Yeah.
And
then, I don't think he's ever seen an episode of Friends. It doesn't strike me.
No. Not by choice.
Come on. I mean, it was always Ross and Rachel to the end. I mean, come on. What are we doing here,
right? A good side might be you didn't make it. You ended up in hell. You come to consciousness, and you're looking at what's on TV.
Yeah.
And it's Friends for eternity. Oh, man. I shouldn't have eaten meat on Friday. There you go.
Oh, man. Yeah. And then the other one I'm going to take off the board is Philadelphia and top draft picks. For a while, it seemed like we were striking out on pretty much all of them, whether it was Jahlil Okafor as a third overall pick, Ben Simmons as a first overall pick, Markelle Fultz as a first overall pick, drafting Mikal Bridges and then shipping him off.
Yeah,
for a guy that almost died because of his peanut allergy. The Flyers drafting Nolan Patrick second overall in 2017 when the other four picks around him have all been all-stars, and now he's out of the league. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And it seems we hit a couple, you know, later on now, which has, you know, brought us back a little bit. But, man, for a while
that is
there,
a great,
it looked very
particularly
bleak.
The Sixers. Yeah, it is. Burner phones and everything else.
Oh, the Colangelos. Please.
Yeah. All right, Sean, how about you?
So in 2002, Trump called this guy terrific, a lot of fun to be with, and that being Trump's good friend Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay.
Their friendship does not seem to have done the planet well.
Okay. I guess that was doomed. Yeah, that seemed to be doomed pretty early on there. Okay. All righty. 855-839-1210. That's what we're looking for. Could be real, fictional. It could be mine, which are nations or some company. It could be just celebrity couples. I saw the list that I looked at had, I think they were only the, and what's the woman's name? Is it Amber Heard and Johnny Depp?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oof.
In their trial, the stuff that they were doing is beyond grotesque. They were number two. I forget who was number one. It wasn't Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love. They were in the top five, though.
Oof.
Yeah.
I've got to think about this.
Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor of that age. They always came back together. They marry somebody else. They marry again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
John Lennon and Cynthia Lennon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, he got Yoko, and then she was like, all right, see ya. Bye.
Oh, my God. Yoko Ono and anybody. There you go. Yoko Ono and the Beatles.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right, friends again. You know what I have to endure every day? Friends. This is shocking to me this week.
You're going
to
learn about friends whether you like it or not, Dom.
Oh, right. That's torture.
855-839-1210. Coming up, more of your calls. And I'll give you this school district locally now that's under fire. We're going to play a little bit later with Pat Malloy here of what we had with Danny Seisler yesterday. And Pat, of course, the chief of police out in Abington, has a lot to say. I think he's had car stops like this about what happened here and this idea of just step aside. That seemed to trigger a lot of people. 855-839-1210.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Marion Media, hang right there. You have a great one. You really get the idea. Partnership, partner, celebrity couple. Yeah, you can throw that in. But think of a partnership that was doomed, like Joe D and Marilyn Monroe. I mean, I think DiMaggio is impossible. Apparently just a horrible guy, you know, other than as a player, to be around. Just his own way, and that's it. Yeah. And then Marilyn Monroe, I mean...
apparently she was a slob, too.
Oh, boy. All right. That would really, mix things in here.
I mean, there's a reason the marriage only lasted nine months, right?
No. Like, oh, my God.
I mean, I feel like when you have a status like Marilyn Monroe, you kind of earn it.
Sure, yeah. It's fair.
But only 9 months. You think you'd stick it out for a year so they can't say, didn't even last a year.
If it's that bad, you got to cut that.
Well, I mean, but if you're separated, you just don't, you know, and you wait till the year passes, then you get divorced. You don't see each other, you know, you're not really married. Wow, that is a bad partnership. All right, Maria and Media on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mary, good Friday. What's yours?
Megyn Kelly hosting the Today Show.
Yes. Well, she wasn't it the Post Today Show, to be fair? Wasn't it the 10 o'clock that she had her own show?
I'm not sure. It was.
She was hot at Fox, and she didn't like that, and she turned on it, and she jumped in there. Then there was the Black Santa Claus incident, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. You knew they were just, it's a matter of time before they figured out a way to fire her, for sure.
That is a really good one. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, bad partnerships. Megyn Kelly and NBC.
Yeah, that TV slot is reserved exclusively for people drinking wine.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. She was doing harder thing, and it was a Black Santa thing, I believe. They were looking to get rid of her. But that's a good one. That's not just a celebrity couple. That's kind of what we're looking for. All right, before Pat Malloy, the school district that we're, you know what, I'll hold the school district. I'm going to play you a little bit of Danny Seisler. We went back to this toward the end of the interview yesterday. And the contention was this cop with Ms. Good violated policy. Okay. That may be an open debate here about being in front of the car. Was he exactly in front? But to say he would be criminally liable is what it came down to if he doesn't step aside. Stepping aside is quicker, is what the argument is, versus firing on her. Here's a little bit of how it sounded with the sheriff yesterday. Again, the only thing, the biggest objection is this overzealous stuff and not hearing comments about interference and law enforcement being on the scene. Did they not give you enough time with 6ABC? Or do you think you just wanted to focus on the ICE agents?
So, look, when it comes to overzealousness, I am not an expert in what, you know, exactly happened in Minneapolis.
Okay.
But from what I have seen, that you do not fire. This isn't just from what I've seen. You don't fire into a moving car. You don't fire into a moving car.
I don't know. What are you citing on that to say that you don't do that? If the car is coming at you, you absolutely can do that.
You step out of the way of the car.
What training or what are you citing that for other than you believe that it's quicker to do that? There's no training that backs that up that I know of.
So a lot of that is based on, and again, I can't cite to a specific thing, a specific statute or policy guidance right now. But for example, I'll talk about police chases. The standard operating procedures for police chases have shifted significantly in the last decade or so because it is so dangerous to do a police chase. There's very few examples where you don't want a car running wild. Shooting into a car, particularly in a crowded area, that just is kind of rule number one. Because also, and I will cite this. Are you a gun owner?
No.
Okay. What are the, you know, there's four basic rules that everybody knows, about firearms. One of which is you always have to know your sight picture. You have to not just know what you're shooting at, but what's behind what you're shooting at. And in a scenario like that, when you're shooting into where there potentially could be any number of people, that's a dangerous, dangerous situation to be firing in public like that.
Okay, that's a little bit of it. Now we have Pat Malloy, Chief of Police in Abington, coming up. Remember, we're not talking here just academically like he gets some kind of punishment from ICE that would be departmental. We're talking here, that was the context we were in, criminally. That's why I was getting the other big thing from this interview, and Henry, it's all over the place. You can go to my Twitter at DomShow1210. I have it pinned. It was great stuff. It was argumentative, but not over the top at all. You can go to the station's Twitter page. You can see it on Instagram. And YouTube yesterday, we had quite a lot of people back and forth on it. A few in agreement with the idea, it seems, of stepping aside, that was certainly doable. Hey, it's not optimal when this woman ends up dead. I mean, it's a tragedy. But that this guy should have to go in hiding now and everything else. And I think we debunked the idea that he wasn't well-trained. Military veteran. I think this is his second tour of duty with ICE. This guy had training. He made a decision, I would say, that could be defended in court pretty readily of the reasonable person in that situation. Now, did he put himself in a bad situation? And if that's the case, the penalty for that could be dismissal from ICE, something like that. Okay. It's not criminal, though. And it's not what's going on. Well, it's intentional. He wanted to do that. Again, someone ends up dead in this situation, not optimal. But I was amazed that we went back and forth with this step aside thing. And again, not as a choice, but as the only choice, it seemed to me. The sheriff kept on saying, well, it's quicker to do that. Okay. Chief Pat Malloy is with us. We'll ask him about that. And, you know, how do they operate with ICE out there in Montgomery County, Abington's chief of police? That's next, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, and really just an impeccable source. I'm lucky. I have well, at least three of them at a moment's notice yesterday that were texting. I could have used another phone. One still in Philadelphia cop, the other FOP, and then Pat Malloy, who was using Siri. And I could tell racing down the highway to an appointment and getting more and more agitated yesterday as this went on. So let's break down what was said yesterday by the sheriff. I told you how I viewed it as a layman here about the car and the whole thing here. And again, if it's a procedural thing, it's not a criminal thing. That we don't want to try this guy criminally. Let's go to Chief Pat Malloy out there in Abington. Pat, Happy New Year. Henry hates that at this time, but we're saying it. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year, Dom, and to you too, Henry, whether you like it or not.
Thank you.
Have those people over to arrest him. He's doing a Friends Week here, too. It's been a particularly harsh week. So, Pat, you're listening to this in real time, and you can tell I went back to it with Danny Sisler. It was a good interview. We're differing, but rolling along. Because, you know, the cop in this situation, so first, we're not exactly sure how he got to the front of the car, but at one point, he wasn't directly in front of it. Your thought on that aspect of it?
Sure, Dom. A lot is made of, you know, and a lot of the chiefs and other law enforcement professionals that I spoke with, you know, we would never be in front of a car. We would, and tactically, that is not the place to be. However, we don't know what led up to that. Also, when I watched the video, it looked like these agents were sliding. They didn't even have a stable
footing. A lot of ice, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And something that really doesn't meet the eye of most is, why does he have to use his cell phone when we should have body cameras?
Exactly.
And I met with the head of ICE, my command staff, our HSI, Homeland Security from Philadelphia, is a new agent in charge. And he shared that all of the ICE agents in the Philadelphia region are equipped with body cameras. Now, it takes a little bit of time to implement them, but I think that's an important tool that should have been on this ICE agent's chest.
And Pat, can I interrupt and to say, too,
yes,
that is one of my biggest gripes. You got to move heaven and earth in this, particularly more than Philadelphia, the hostile area in Minnesota. You need body cams there. And it reminds me of the cop who only had a choice to shoot that guy out in West Philly. Remember the mental patient? He was one of the police that still did not have a taser in the trunk. And I know you guys do. And that's all he had. Yep. That's all he could do.
That's exactly right, Dom. And I thought of that before you said it, because it's malpractice as leaders and government officials not to give them just the basic tools and training required
right.
to do the job. And in this environment, you know, we love body cameras. We want everybody equipped with body cameras. And I bet you that ICE agent wished that he had a body camera and he wasn't trying to use his phone to videotape as he was tactically trying to approach this suspect who was non-compliant and was, you know, out there, I think, for several minutes, you know, interfering with a lawful mm-hmm. execution of a warrant. And what I, you know, and I'm always careful in these cases, Dom, because, you know, I'm involved in our department's involved in a fatal shooting and we're going through a civil case. This no doubt will wind up in civil court. I don't think it's close to criminal violation at all. But again, that could, if it was in Philadelphia, this guy might have been locked up by now. But I can tell you. You know, I talked to you about Graham versus Connor,
yep.
and what they'll look at is a Monell claim. Like, is there a deliberate indifference with the policies,
exactly.
the customs,
right.
failure to train, failure to supervise? And this agent was, you know, he was a gunnery officer in the Army back in 2004 in Iraq. He has 15 years of law enforcement. He was on their SWAT team. And it's a common misconception that these ICE enforcement people are not trained at all. They go through similar training as law enforcement, although their role is different. And the fact that we don't have local PDs and chiefs that aren't going out there to assist with crowd control, that's why these things are going to escalate and they could get out of control when we have chiefs, you know, bowing to elected officials who are telling mm-hmm. them that they can't cooperate in any way, because we take an oath to cooperate. We have a duty to go and assist,
exactly.
at least with in that role. So
that's the biggest thing, Pat, and I'm only the layman, but I'm channeling you. I've browbeaten Roe this week. Henry's somewhat telling him all the way back instant after it happened, it was chaotic. We know that what happens, the adrenaline starts to pump. You don't think as clearly. And then she never, with cops on the scene, would have been allowed to block traffic. She'd be alive today. They would have stopped her.
Exactly. We're really good at de-escalating. We're really good at controlling perimeters. These are things that we do deal with all the time. And it would be helpful if we toned down the rhetoric when you had the sheriff and the DA, you know, pontificating, you know,
right.
the self-aggrandizement. She has no business weighing in. And you saw the commissioner put out a brilliant statement in response to that. But the reality is, and I think people are looking at these use of force instances through the lens of whatever political, whether they agree with the immigration
right.
enforcement or not. They're not looking objectively at this use of force, which, you know, looking at it, it was awful but lawful is what we say. The guy, you know.
Yeah, Pat, I think you suggested to me you have been in situations like that. Maybe you weren't coming up as an officer, maybe not where you've had to fire. What's that like? Take us through. Have you ever faced somebody refusing to get out of the vehicle?
Yes, we have. And you know, in law enforcement, if we have time to plan for that, where you may have a car or a vehicle in front, boxing a vehicle in, which generally isn't a good tactic either. But depending on the crime or why, you know, this was like SWAT operations where we're trying to lock somebody up. We know who's armed. We know that individual is dangerous. And we need to move quickly. And we even train, if God forbid, somebody in a car has a weapon, and we're coming up from the front. We were trained to shoot down in an angle. And I know the sheriff was talking about the rules of firearms, and which are very good, but officers are trained to shoot, you know, a tight shot and to stop a threat.
Well,
and,
wait a minute. You just said something there. I wish I had thrown back yesterday, which is firing down on an angle. So this guy's not, yeah. I think we're going to see not just firing indiscriminately that can hit someone else.
Yeah, and our training, you know, you were trying to shoot down on an angle. And if he did, I don't know.
Right.
And when I heard your other caller or somebody talking about it, it takes 0.6 seconds
right.
to fire four shots with a Glock, you know, our
wow.
our duty
yeah.
weapon. 0.6 for four shots. So you try to put yourself in the shoes of that ICE agent who I believe did have really good training and may have not, maybe he wished he wasn't in front of that car, but you can't change that. And you can only judge him on what he saw at the time of the shooting through the, not 20/20 hindsight, but through the lens of a trained police officer. And we all are looking at this, you know, like it, as if it was in the NFL in the end zone where you can throw the red flag, slow it down, and then
right.
make a decision based on that. This officer needs to process a whole lot. And what it will come down to is, did he feel like he was in imminent bodily harm? Was he in a position where she was going to cause imminent bodily harm, serious bodily harm to him? And I think at the end of the day, and I don't know all the factors here. I think that's what will wind up in a civil case, and that will be the judgment, you know, how they can, articulate that or prove that. That's what I think it'll come down
to. It makes
to.
A lot of sense. And Pat, with the sheriff yesterday, when I said, there's no training, there's no directive, it's quicker to step aside and all that, we're leaving out the fact you don't have to roll the dice that you're going to get run over, killed, harmed, and he had already been hit. I don't know if he has internal bleeding, you know, but he was already hit by the car or bumped by the car. You don't have to have that. Once this awful situation starts, you use the word. That's what I'd be looking at, too, indifference.
Yes, and I'm sure the training that they undergo to become an agent, and the ongoing training, and especially in light of amping up the operations in various cities, I imagine that they do a good job with their training and supervision. But they're in a, you think about it, if every job that you're going out on, you have to deal with individuals who are interfering, blocking the roadway, and you saw just the other night they actually jumped on the back of an ICE agent and they started beating him with a shovel and a broomstick.
Yeah, exactly.
And that officer shot because, again, he was getting outnumbered, and that's going to be a legitimate use of force, I imagine, not knowing all the facts. But this is like, I think it's unprecedented. You know, whether we agree with the way the immigration laws are being enforced right now, we also don't know all the facts. Sometimes they take somebody into custody for an administrative warrant because they need that individual to flip on somebody who's doing gun trafficking or human trafficking, or there might be other elements that we're not aware of. But because of the how divided we are and how emotional people are with regard to immigration laws, we're in a bad position. And I think leaders, real responsible leaders, should not be like the sheriff and the DA threatening another law enforcement agency as if they're going to lock them up. It was embarrassing for us to hear them standing and performing like that, when the reality, we have an oath to protect our citizens. And if ICE comes into Abington, and when they do, we usually get a courtesy call or a text. And our role, and my officers know, we are not immigration agents. We didn't sign 287G. It's not necessary, and it's not our role. However, we will assist to the extent that we need to, given the circumstances. But we do have too many organizations out there who, because of their political, because of their representatives, are reluctant to do what they would do during any normal operations with the federal, state, and local. You know, the Supremacy Clause exists for a reason. We don't have to agree with the feds. They can come in here and actually do what they want. They don't need to notify us. But we've always been successful by cooperating with every agency when they're coming in to do a legitimate operation. We have an obligation to support them in any way we can.
And Pat, I really like your eye, of course. You have a trained eye just as a citizen, but as a police chief. When you mentioned the ICE, I mentioned that right away. People are skating, all these little things. You're asking hair trigger things here. Why do that? Because it's romanticized that you block them with your vehicle. You can't do that. It's reckless beyond belief.
It truly is. And sadly, you know, that escalated into an encounter where, and I feel for the parents of that young lady, her wife. Yeah. I know she was a mother. Yeah. It's sad and tragic. But this officer, there's no joy in taking a life. And he's already been dragged before. I know he's been through a couple other, you know, things. He's an Army veteran. It's just sad that the people who should know better, you know, the leaders out there in Minneapolis, including, the law enforcement, are somewhat promoting this type of peaceful. It's not peaceful. This is basically it's interfering. It's criminal behavior. And that's why they made a decision. They were going to detain her and get her out of that car and lock her up. And then, boom, it escalated into
a second decision. Wish I had the facility to have a camera crew with me at all times, because I'm out there, as you know, and seeing you over at the Keswick when Tommy Lauren came, and people would have a sense of when does peaceful protest and you and your cops maintain that. Well, when does it get to a point where you're on the edge here a bit that something can happen? And that was really illustrated that night by that one guy who I think routinely had caused situations. And the more the public sees that, the more they have a sense of what this is like.
Yes. And I give credit to my elected officials. You know, there has been a debate behind the scenes because other municipalities have passed what equals a sovereign city or a sanctuary city or a welcoming ordinance, saying explicitly they will not cooperate. Our township did put out a statement in conjunction with my command staff and I, blessing it. Just so people are educated to understand our role in this, as we cooperate and collaborate with ICE. But it's so emotional right now, and I think people need to tone down the rhetoric. And, I always think of Schoolhouse Rock. You know, people, do you understand how these laws are passed? You know,
exactly.
I'm just a bill sitting here on Capitol Hill. Go to your legislators. Don't go tackling ICE agents who are out there following orders, trying to do their jobs. These laws have not changed. They were the same under Biden. They were the same under previous administrations, you know, going all the way back several years. And all of a sudden there's a change in tactics and how we're enforcing it. And there's a much better way for people to protest and what's happening now across the country. I'm afraid it could continue to escalate and there'll be more senseless, encounters like this that could be avoided.
Pat, thank you so much. Thanks for what you do every day, and thanks for being such a friend. We really appreciate it.
All right, Don, my pleasure. Take care, guys. Right. And Happy New Year, Henry.
Thank you. Jeez. I'm turning a posse of people out there with a Happy New Year across the Dober Valley. All right, thanks to Chief Pat Malloy. 855-839-1210. Grab a line.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano show coming up. Just quite a great group. Jennifer Say, remember her? How she became one of the premier people in this whole field of trans people in boys and men and girls sports, et cetera. It was during COVID. She was with Levi Strauss, big executive. Stuff happened there, and one thing led to another. She'll join us later next hour to talk about in Washington what comes next. But I'm here to tell you that I believe it's 9. The Department of Education is investigating now, formal notice of investigation, not just happenstance out of the whole country. And one of them is the Great Valley School District. The Great Valley School District. Now, they've skated on the edges, gone right down Broadway, really, that they're not going to follow this stuff. They were caught, my friends over at the Delaware Valley Journal, Linda Stein, they had pieces up with insiders where they were essentially telling their teachers, no, we're not going to tell parents if their kids are using another name. Their kids are saying that they're usually, I think it was a female, that they're male, all that type of stuff. and even trying to cover their tracks if they had to from parents. You just can't do that stuff. So now they are one of the few schools in the country, the initial list, being investigated, meaning they're, I assume, going to subpoena them, ask them for documents. And it seems to be they're not anywhere near in compliance with the executive order on this stuff. So what will happen then? Well, sooner rather than later, I hope there's a penalty. Withdrawal of federal funding is one thing you could do. I'm sure there are other things. Linda McMahon announcing a Great Valley School District. Now, we'll see how quickly this investigation happens. And then, as I said, what is the leverage to be used to get them to be in compliance? I don't think they'll comply. We're going to see this battle again and again and again. And we saw it play out this week. So Jennifer Sabe will be here to talk about that. We're going to talk with Senator Corman. He's Coleman. The one.
Coleman.
Oh, is it Coleman, not Corman?
Jarrett Coleman.
It is Coleman. You know what, Henry? I think in the thing in Inquirer, I don't know why I thought it said Corman. Okay. Coleman, who was on the show before about, we'll get an update with Shapiro and the home security thing. Yeah. Now, he doubled down. He didn't backtrack on calling Philadelphia a blank hole based upon, he said, seeing Rochelle Bilal and Larry Krasner. They're the people that make it that. And boy, the Inquirer and a number of these Democrats, they're making this, how dare you attack the cities? We can't attack rural Pennsylvania. Also, they're making a lot of the fact that he's from Allentown for some reason. I've been to Allentown a few times. It's okay. I don't, you know, see what the
I don't think I've ever been, now that I think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I broadcast from there, right near there, or, you know, in the if there's a suburb of that. It was in Allentown, I think, though, for 2012 election or something. Okay. Hit us on the side question, too. An all-time doomed partner or partnership is what we're looking for. Coming off on this day, or recently, this week, Joe D and Marilyn Monroe married. Only 9 months it lasted. I wonder if it was really only six. You know, how long were they actually together?
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they had instant regret. Weeks in. Like, yeah. What are we doing here?
But he still, you know, Joe has class. I just think he was a rotten guy. I mean, by every account, I read the books about him. A sour guy beyond belief. But he was classy. He placed roses at her graveside, you know, every other day or something. Yeah. Nice touch, Joe. Can you imagine? All right. 855. But, and by the way, the guys that Marilyn Monroe was involved with just showed the trauma of her life. DiMaggio, then she was involved with a world-class playwright, like a real serious, I'm forgetting his name now. And I think she was getting into an intellectual phase. And who was the other one? Before she became famous, then the Kennedys. My God, just hard to believe. And DiMaggio is the one that seemed to have the most spark. 9 months of it. 855. You have the other husband?
Arthur Miller. Is
Arthur Miller, yeah. Arthur Miller is Death of a Salesman.
And The Crucible, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, she was into an intellectual phase, but.
Huh.
After Joe DiMaggio and after the Kennedys, I guess anything possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.